When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cicerino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of December 12th, 2023, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual,
yeah, we're back here, December rolling along here, and we're back to talk about everything that's going on in our world that we are found interesting enough to talk about here on News AF. Back with us, Pickleball's top influencer, disc golf enthusiast, Father Nature. Right. Here he is, Tyson Apostle.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, I am here and putting my gift guide together for social medias.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. So, what's any highlights? Tyson's favorite things?
It's just my favorite things. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just my favorite things.
Yes.
And so if you are in any way enjoying the same hobbies as me, then you will find it informative and helpful. Yeah. What else is going on?
Is that real, Tyson's gift guide?
Yeah, I can't tell if you're kidding or not.
That's the beauty of Tyson, right?
Yes, I guess so. Because I kind of feel like that. Like, people are like, okay, well, my husband is a Tyson type. Let me go on Tyson's favorite things and like stock up on a few items.
Yeah. No, it is a real thing. And it's just like some, it's short and sweet. And we have our buddy Phil editing it, who is our behind the scenes guy.
The great Phil T.
Yep. And Docs in the chat asks if there's a cameo from Tyson recommended as a gift on my list. I didn't even think of that. Honestly, I have cameo on autopilot. And I do really good behind the scenes stories of Survivor that I haven't told on podcasts. If you do get cameos, but I don't really advertise them anymore.
Yeah.
I figure the people that are really wanting a Tyson cameo know
we'll
how
search
to get
it out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not for me to peddle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, things are going great. Weather's dropped here. So we are in a very chilly 70 degrees. That's the high.
Perfect.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it is perfect.
Yeah. All right.
So how about you, Danny? Danny Bryson.
Danny Bryson.
Yeah, I'm here. Good. Also, possibly this could all be a simulation. I might not be here.
Ooh, so that's something to think about.
You guys don't know.
Heavy.
Super heavy.
What adventures do you got going on?
Just Christmas. Christmas is a big adventure.
The ultimate adventure.
A lot of planning, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So putting out fires, yelling at children, starting fires. I smelled smoke the other day. I was on a run and I smelled paper smoke. You know that smell?
Okay.
Very distinct.
Yeah.
And I thought that is a fire only a kid would start. And I knew that somewhere in this clump of trees, there were probably a group of kids burning stationary, you know, just some little boys. Cause that's such a
Did
little
you go
boy.
Yell at them?
Heck no, dude, they got to grow up sometime. A good, good forest fire will put hair on the chest.
Sure. $700,000 forest fire bill will.
Well, at least they waited until winter to do it. But it was just like that smell was so nostalgic. I'm like, I remember when I used to go hide in the yard with matches and flammable things. It was nice. So yeah, I'm here, I think.
Okay. All right.
Magnolia Avery in the chat asks if I watch Big Brother. Not if I can avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were talking about reindeer games.
Yeah,
we're talking about reindeer 10 games.
10-minute reindeer game conversation before we came on. So
My biggest gripe with Big Brother is that I can't spare that many watches in a week.
Yeah.
So like I'll catch up once in a while and then I'll be like, dude, I can't really three nights this week. Like I can't do it. I can do one night a week.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Well, hey, did you guys get your music reports?
Yeah. Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah. Or whatever music service you use.
Yeah.
How many minutes did you listen?
I didn't ever check mine.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Rob, do you know?
I want to say, was it like 8,000? But I feel like a lot of times, I don't listen to music like a cool person listens to music of like, oh, hey, new song comes out. Like I put music on to have like in the background and so I can like work.
Well, I got 16,000 minutes and I was wondering how that can't be that high. That's got to be low, I think, still. But the shocking thing was I got this notification that I was in 0.01% of Rage Against the Machine listeners.
Oh, okay.
I don't even listen to that much.
Wow.
That's really sad for them.
Well, it is 2023.
I'm like, dude, am I the only one?
They should reach out to you, Danny. You should get a cameo from Rage Against the Machine.
At least get a shirt.
You
I'm
should,
like,
dude.
0.01%? Is that possible? That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tyson?
I listened to 3,700 minutes of music this year.
Dude, that's hardly any.
Yeah, it said it said 0.7% of my year had music over it, which is, I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that.
No, that's something to be proud of. I heard of one of my friends' teenagers had 55,000 minutes.
Wow.
And I would guess that's pretty common with teenagers. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
So
top bands? Was Rage Against the Machine your top band?
Led Zeppelin was. My top four were Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Rage.
Yep.
And I can't remember the other one. And then it said that my favorite genre was like despair.
Where's the lie?
It did say despair. I think it said drama or something like that. But I was like, despair and sadness. I remember seeing it.
You haven't changed, Danny, since I met you. If you're still listening to the same music.
Well, no. This has been, I've revisited my old music within the last year. Does that make sense? So, I rediscovered Led Zeppelin. I'm like, dude, this
you're
is you. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So,
should I do that? Because they were my favorite band.
Yeah, you remember you gave me DVDs of their live shows years ago.
Yeah.
So I was revisiting the music of my youth this year, and it shows. And supposedly, I just swim in despair and sadness.
Denver Morgan wants to know about ICP, Danny.
What about that?
They were on your list?
Oh, Insane Clown. No, unfortunately.
Why not?
I don't know if I've ever listened to Insane Clown Posse. We used to talk about them, or at least clowns in general, but that's kind of fallen.
We used to talk about it. Yeah, they have like conventions, right?
They did, yeah.
Yeah, with the juggalos.
Are they Despair and Sadness? Because apparently that's all I listen to.
Yeah,
they're sad clowns. Probably. Yeah.
If you probably just started a radio station off of Despair, like you like, your favorite genre, you'd eventually bump into it.
Well, Despair sounds like one of, like the Sirius XM, like you're listening to channel 83 Despair.
I'm using the word despair. They use the word drama, but I just mix all of my genres together and just came up with the word despair. Honestly, I think it's just a miscategorization because heavy metal might seem like despair, but it pumps you up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I think.
Yeah.
I think they're wrong. I think the music app I use is wrong. So anyway.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's get into some of our top stories at this hour. We got a lot of holiday stories, but first, one that a big survey that came out where they asked men to respond to a survey about, do you think you could land a commercial airplane, like a big, like a 747? And half of the men that responded said yes. 50% said they could land a commercial airliner.
Dude, this reminds me of the time when we were playing this. There was this game where it gave you a question and then you put like a rank from 1 to 10 as to the question. So it was like, how proficient are you at car maintenance, at car mechanics? And it was a question for my dad. And we all were like, I don't know, 2. And then he put like a 9. And we were like, Dad, I've never seen you work on a car in your life. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, but all you have to do is Google it. And I was like, fair. Mm-hmm. And this is when I was like a kid still. And he was like, you just have to look it up and then you can do it. But 50% seems really high. Those planes are so big, Danny.
Yeah.
Could you land one of those? Because Danny is an aviation enthusiast. Yes.
So I have fixed wing licensing and rotor. So I have flown a lot. I would be nervous, but I do think that I could put it on the ground, not gently, but I think I could put it on the ground.
Safely?
I think I could safely get it on the ground with instructions. Because the thing is, once I put it on the tarmac, I don't know how to make all the other things happen. Like what do they call them? The engine brakes, you know what I mean? Like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I could probably do it if I had somebody else, maybe air traffic, telling me what to do. Mm-hmm. But if you want to know how wrong people are, there was a video that came out this past summer that showed people in a simulation, just average people trying to land 747s.
Yes. And how'd they do?
And they didn't do well.
I tried in a simulation when Rob, Boston Rob, and I were in Australia on our sick vacation pre-jury trip. We took this simulation course where we were trying to land giant planes. We could not do it. Neither one of us could. Yeah, we tried a bunch of times.
The problem is, and this is why I don't think many people can do it, is because it takes a long time to realize that small movements at the joystick translate to huge movements with the plane.
Well,
and things quickly spiral out of control.
I don't think the simulation was giving points for landing well enough to save everyone's life. They were like, you need to land this professionally. But I think if it was just like, you can crush the landing gear, both wings can fall off, whatever. But as long as the tube gets to the ground safe enough and the people are fine, then you pass. Like if that was the simulation, I think it would be a different game.
Can you imagine? They're like, the pilots have both blacked out. Are there any pilots? And nobody raises their hand. So they're like, does anyone think they can land the plane? Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of dudes jump up. They're like, dude, I can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite a lot of confidence.
I'm parachuting.
Well, I don't know where you're getting. Did you bring the parachute?
Do they not have a parachute on board there somewhere?
I don't think they do, Tyson.
Okay.
They might. Maybe
getting a bunch of rafts and tying them together into a parachute.
Yeah, so that let me give you exactly how the survey was asked. How confident are you that you could safely land a passenger airplane in an emergency situation relying only on the assistance of air traffic control?
Oh, yes, I could do that.
Yeah, okay. Rob, could you do it?
No.
So here's what, this is where I'm torn, dude. So I'm sitting up there in first class, just minding my business. Right. Something wonky goes on. People are kind of like panicking a little bit. And a lady comes out, and I don't know why I always get approached first for this shit. Hey, sir, do you think you can land this plane? Like she comes to me.
Well, you're sitting in first class. You're right there. Yeah.
And they're looking at me and they're like, this guy knows what's going on. And he has a familiar face. I don't know from where or how. And they're like, can you do it? I was like, I don't think so. Like me.
He's wearing brightly colored clothes.
Like, I don't mind trying. Like, I should try because if I do it, I'm a hero. And if not, then we're all dead anyways. And nobody's going to like, whatever.
At least you get to die by your own hand.
Yeah, right. At least I get to die by my, but that's like the, like where, that's where I'm torn. It's like, I'm going to let some other buffoon try this. I may as well try.
Yeah.
Like who, like, unless I'm wrangling everybody and I'm like, who has flown an airplane? Who knows how to fly? Can somebody fly? And then you're narrowing it down from there. And I'm going to definitely put myself up higher where I'm like, oh, no. I've sat in a lot of cockpits. I've done simulations. And they're like, how'd you do it? Those simulations. I was like, it was the old, it was the old airport
it was different back then.
In Hong Kong. It was the old Hong Kong airport where you had to fly through the buildings to land, and it was very tricky. This is easy. Like, what? Rob, what are you doing there? Like, you're sitting up there in first class just eating those warm nuts.
Yeah. And oh, man. At least if I was going to go down, I would hope that I was in coach. I was like, oh, man, I like paid for first class and the plane's not even going to land.
I hope my family gets my money back.
Yeah. That's not right. Yeah. I don't even get to enjoy the whole flight in first class. So, yeah, I think I would have somebody else take the shot there.
Nice.
You would? Like you'd that. Trust? Even if it I was would. Just somebody who's like, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
You're I letting guess, them do it.
I guess, I don't know. Am I better off with me knowing that, like, this is, like, over my head or versus, like, somebody who's just an overconfident moron?
Yeah, some Chad stands up. Yeah. He's like, I'm can not, do like, this.
How hard going to be?
Yeah, because even if he does it, he is an instant hero for time and all eternity, going on the talk show circuit and everything. And that's the other thing you have to recognize is you're like, this fucking buffoon, if he lands this thing, he is going to be celebrated far and wide. And he is not the type of personality who will do well with that.
Yes.
Get a beta male up there.
Yeah. You got it. That's what you got to do. So you push all the alpha. You ask who can do it. You say, okay, who has no flight training whatsoever?
Who calls his wife? Feels like
they could do it, and they all and everybody raises their hand that thinks they could do it. And then you're like, who out of you calls your wife a queen? And then those guys, all of them, keep their hands raised. Yeah. Still, all the people who think they can do it with no training whatsoever. And then you push them aside and you're like, anybody who didn't raise your hand, you're the only true people I want in that cockpit.
No, then the next person to look you in the eyes.
And why does it have to be a dude? Can we?
Okay. So this is interesting because I was wondering how many women responded to this. So I'm looking at the survey results. They talked to 20,063 U.S. adults. And they broke it down in all sorts of different subsections of region. We could find out by politics, age, and race. So that there were 46% of men surveyed that were either very confident or somewhat confident. What do you think the number was for women that were surveyed, that were very confident or somewhat confident?
Well, we're about to find out if women are more realistic or delusional than men here. And I'm thinking, I'm thinking lower.
Yeah, Danny's lower. Exactly right. It's 20%. 7% of the women surveyed were very confident, as opposed to 20% of the men were very confident they could land the plane. And then 13% of the women were somewhat confident, and 26% of the men were somewhat confident.
This is I'm why having you, a,
I'm having a woman land that thing.
Mm-hmm. This is why your biggest threat as a male between the age of 20 and 40 or like 15 and 40 is an accident. Mm-hmm. Because this overconfidence goes beyond just landing planes. It's like jumping off cliffs, driving on the snow. It's just, those are the people who want to land the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about age? What do you think was the most confident age group?
I think a little older, honestly. I think because there's that, like, if you can read, you can cook type of mentality that goes along with a little bit of age, not so much age, but I think maybe 35 to 45 was probably the highest.
Yeah. So it's a little hard because it's very confident or somewhat confident. Overall, the most the highest group in terms of confidence was the somewhat confident 18 to 29 year olds.
Definitely. I'm like, I don't trust these kids with any of my well-beings. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever.
I see an 18 year old walking up to the cockpit. I'm just opening the door and jumping out myself.
No. I go into a doctor's office and the doctor's like,
they can't even rent the car.
I'm 27. And you're like, you're 27. And like, that's the oldest doctor you have here, a 27 year old.
Mm-hmm. Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's, man.
The problem is you need someone, and up until like 35, death is something that happens to other people.
Yeah.
You need someone who has some sense of mortality. Like mm-hmm. a 35 to 40 year old would have the confidence, but also be aware of his own mortality. That's what you want.
Yeah. Okay. So those are some of the results.
Mortality yet. I think so. You think older than me?
You can't fly. Yeah. Well, no, just like mentally, you need someone who at least has a sense that he could do something that could lead to his death.
I'm championing for the most confident woman who isn't like an alpha chick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's who. So I'm on there. I'm in first class. They're like, hey, can you? And I was like, okay, who raise your hand if you can? And I'll see that like, not a lot of women have their hands raised and most of the men have their hands raised. And I'm like, okay, men, put all your hands down. And I'm looking at the women and I'm like, how much CrossFit do you do? And then when I find the first woman that doesn't admit to being a CrossFit enthusiast, she's the one that I'm going to assist in landing the plane.
I don't know. I might want the CrossFit lady landing the plane. Be like, who here juggles ropes that are super heavy?
Why do you need that? Why do you need that?
Well, she's waking up every day to go juggle ropes.
Yeah. She gets up early to juggle those big ship ropes.
Yeah.
I think that's who I want landing the plane. Plus, if something goes wrong, I swear they're always like, you see the pilots like, I'm trying to muscle, you know, the controls.
So. Pull up the stick. You need somebody strong.
Yeah, exactly. I doubt
what is that? Like that anymore. Is that because power steering went out? Is that why they have to?
Yeah, once really power steering goes, you're really fighting the G-force at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, let's talk. We have some holiday related stories to get to here today. And so we get a lot of invitations to things at the holidays. And so I guess my question for you is that do you think that it is good or bad to attend holiday parties?
In what
for your psyche, for your mental health?
I think it's probably
family parties, friend parties, work parties. Which one are we talking about? All of them?
I think it's mostly good, but it's probably dependent on a few things. Like if your life is really in the shitter and you're going and seeing how great everyone else's life is, that probably sucks.
Yeah. Well, okay.
That's
so
a family party.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some parties that it can be a boon to your mental health. But if you don't want to go to the party, that there's a study that says that declining the holiday invitations can be good for your mental health.
Yeah, it sends a shock of adrenaline.
Huge news. Huge news at my house.
Big win for Danny. Big win for Danny over there.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to come to my party?
I'm just taking.
Then you feel so good.
Yeah, I'm just taking. It's just self love, self healing, whatever it's called.
Self-preservation.
So, yep. Rob, you're going to use this.
I'm emailing this article to my wife just to let her know.
Okay.
Like, so if you care about my mental health, stop making me go to these events.
I go to events if prodded hard enough, but I also go with the mindset that I am leaving the second that I want to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll roll in.
Which is usually like, right when you get there.
Yeah. I get there. I talk a little bit and then I pick up the kids and Rachel's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just holding both kids, an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. And then she's like, why? And I was like, I'm walking out of the car right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, this is
just say no. Barbara Bush.
Just say no.
I think it was Nancy Reagan.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. Well, Bush after her, I guess.
Yeah. They all said it. Yeah.
You know what, though? I will say we've talked enough about holiday parties going completely off the rails that maybe from a job standpoint, might be nice to say no to some of those office parties.
Might be nice. So there was a study. They talked to 2,000 different people. And this is from Dr. Givi, who's an assistant professor at West Virginia University. And what they found was that people declining the invitations, they overestimate the negative impact that declining will have on those relationships.
Let me also point out that a lot of parties involve stressful things like ugly sweaters or white elephant gifts, which is basically just moving garbage from one house to another. And those things are super stressful for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. I think you do have a point there, Rob. Like, oh, are they going to be offended? Are they going to do that? They don't want you there either. They don't even want to host that thing. They're hoping that more people say no.
Yeah. Only throwing the party because their wife told them they had to.
Yeah. People imagined that the inviter would feel angry or disappointed and would likely avoid inviting them to future events. However, the group that received the rejection rated their disappointment to be at a much lower level.
Yeah.
Turns out that they don't even like you anyway.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's also different because if it's a small party, then everyone's inclusion is important. But if it's a large party, everybody wants less people there. Everybody.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like, if I'm throwing a bash and I'm inviting 50 people, I'm hoping that only like 5 to 10 of them show up. But if I'm inviting if I'm inviting only 5 people, I need 4 of the 5 there to even have it be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree though. I think it's just one of those, like, be okay with being a no person in those moments when you want to be a no person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If it's at Taco Bell though, you have
you gotta
to
go to that Taco Bell holiday party. Legendary.
Dude, we haven't had a party like that for so long.
Mm-hmm. Man, okay. So party was, you know, you can, you know, go to the holiday parties that make you happy and don't go to the other ones. Okay.
Correct.
All right. So now, if anybody is having trouble getting into the Christmas spirit, and let me just, so last week I talked about on the podcast about how my wife has really taken over the outdoor lighting.
Mm.
It hasn't, you like it. Well, I like it in theory. It hasn't gone well.
Okay.
She's yeah, very upset about how it's gone.
And is she blaming you?
It's your fault.
Those words haven't been said, but like it is like a very frustrating thing to do, the outdoor lighting. And I think there was a little bit of an idea like, well, if you're not going to, I'll just do it myself.
Okay.
And then it turns out like, it's actually like, oh yeah, you know, it's actually a very annoying thing to do.
Yeah.
A lot of things can go wrong with that. So now it's a little bit of like, hey, I'll just do it myself. It's like, well, why didn't you do this? Why am I having to do this?
We hired a kid.
Yeah. And you said.
And it was, I think it was pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was cheap. Rachel told me it was cheap. I didn't check to make sure if it was or was not.
Yes.
So I think that's the way to go, honestly.
Okay. Well, if you're looking for somebody to hire to help you out with your holiday decorations and you happen to live in Florida, let me introduce you to Sammy, who is a woman who will come and decorate your house for Christmas, and especially your tree, that she will come and decorate your area for $300 while topless.
Ooh, can she land a plane?
That's cheap.
It's pretty good. Like, I kind of feel like that she could keep her top on and decorate for $300.
Yeah, she definitely could.
That's a great price.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's show us a picture of Sammy here.
Okay. So that this is from, or I have her talking about this service on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I guess that she mostly, her trade is being a topless maid. But now she's added the service of doing holiday decorating.
I don't think you could put that outside, though. You couldn't have her outside doing that.
Well, it would be
cold. No, I think it's mostly Christmas trees.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It would be cold also.
Not in Florida.
Yeah. Because, well, I guess not. I think that what she had said was that there was one of the people like wanted her to go cut down a Christmas tree and she was not willing to do that.
Yeah. No, sorry. That's not her field of expertise. Her field of expertise is hanging around with her shirt off, not all the other stuff. The other stuff is just like dependent on the season.
Mm-hmm.
She should be charging so much more for this service. $300 is a pittance.
How much would you pay, Danny?
I would say, how much would I pay? I would say
$500. $500. Wow.
I mean,
she knows you could charge more than that.
She knows her market, right? Because she does a maid service.
Sure,
so maybe this is what you get in Florida for a topless thing. Yeah. But I think in Utah, you might be able to get some high bidders. Maybe $1,000.
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to the, like, man, I think you could charge way more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, I'll pay you $500 to decorate my tree topless.
Yeah, okay. I'll be in Utah on the 22nd.
Okay. But will you also cut down the tree topless, though? I do kind of want that.
Yeah.
No, that's not a service I provide.
Yeah, by the way, I'm sorry, I misspoke. She actually will chop down a tree for you.
Is that true?
But it has to be in a private area. She's not going to be publicly indecent.
Is that part of the
$300 fee?
I think she'll do it for $300. Yeah. I don't know if that's like an hour or like, there's a time limit.
Dude, I think she
a naked person
like
wielding an axe.
They said she made $3,500 in one day, which is not really an increment of $300. So maybe that's with tips.
Yeah, but maybe $3,500 in a day, that's like 12 hours of work for her if it's $300 an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe I should offer to put up lights with just a t-shirt and socks. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's some good money to have around the holidays.
Yes. So it's like a Winnie the Pooh situation, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or Squidward.
Yeah. You're doing it. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll cut down a tree, but
I'll get the website up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Dyson.
All right. And then I have a story out of Michigan where I don't really understand what this promotion was. So in Michigan, they had an event on Saturday the 2nd at a Walmart that was called Shop with a Cop. I don't really understand why people were
this
like
is a PR,
I know it rhymes.
Reach out event
right.
with the public.
All right. So there's 75 police officers, and then you get to shop with a cop. Okay. And this is where a 62-year-old woman also decided to attempt to do a massive shoplifting.
She can land a plane.
She didn't get away with it, Danny.
Still.
I don't care. She's got the confidence to land a 747.
So it's kind of genius. It's like one of those things where it's like, we're going to go straight to the source and we're going to do it right under their noses because that's when they're going to be the least aware of it all. I think if she would have pulled it off correctly, she would have gotten away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like Shop with a Cop. There's a lot of them. It looks like there's one near me. Maybe I'll hit that after I go to my
next Shop with a Cop is.
Yeah. There's one in my town. Shop with a Cop. Okay.
What do you do?
It raises money throughout the year to provide a joyous Christmas to underprivileged children in our community. So the officers partner with children one-on-one and accompany them to a Walmart. Oh, okay, so each child is given $175. So I'm not sure why this woman decided to go there and shoplift $700 worth of stuff.
Dude, the thrill.
Dude, her endorphins.
She walked out to the parking lot and put $727 worth of stolen merchandise in her car, which was parked next to all the patrol cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is just like balls. So
they'll never see it coming.
Yeah, they'll never see it coming.
Yeah,
dude, can you imagine?
Except they did see it coming.
This is like taking. This is like taking probably like 4 kilos of cocaine at one time for her.
Yeah.
This just is like Ocean 17.
Yeah. What happened was a trooper followed her out to her vehicle, which was parked next to all the patrol vehicles. They got her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She probably would have gotten away with it if it weren't for that pesky patrol guy.
Yeah. Did she know they were doing Shop with a Cop there that day?
Who cares? She was there. She wasn't going to. Yeah. She probably did. That's probably the whole thing. She's probably gotten away with this at Shop with a Cop over the last 2 decades.
Yeah. She's like, they'll never see it coming. Yeah. She could have gone to any of the other Walmarts that did not have all of the police.
Why?
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. Once you've done it without the police there, you need the police there to do anything.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the end of the holiday stories that I have for you. But this is a very important service to all of our listeners. Now, for any of our, listeners who are in need of an MRI, very important tool for doctors out there. Just remember, don't bring concealed weapons into the MRI machine.
But why?
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You could leave them because a 57-year-old woman was actually shot in the buttocks after she brought a concealed handgun into the MRI machine with her.
I'm not letting her land the plane.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever been in an MRI machine?
I have not.
Like, you feel like there's no way out and I wish that I had ways of just like blasting my way out of that thing. I had to go in one. You're in a tube like as big as yourself. Mm-hmm. And they just like slide you in.
Yeah.
And
well, you got to be careful.
I have nightmares, day nightmares, daymares.
About being in the MRI?
Of being in an MRI again. I'm like, I hope wow. I never get injured enough to have to go back into an MRI machine because I am so claustrophobic. That is the worst.
Would you bring a gun into the MRI?
No. So what I do is I look at escape plans because I'm like, if I really have to, I can scramble out even if I have to break a bunch of shit. So,
Jeez, Tyson, yeah. You're really scaring me here.
Yeah. But you don't recommend bringing a firearm.
No, don't bring a firearm.
Well, here's the issue. So the M in MRI, a lot of people don't know, stands for magnetic.
Ooh. Mm. So it pulled the trigger off?
No, well, it pulled the gun off to like they turned it on and then the gun got like, you know, dragged to the side, which then caused it to discharge.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Danny, you should be living in complete fear. So now because they have like 3D goggles, they put like goggles on you to watch Netflix.
Right.
And like make it seem like you're in a movie theater instead of in a tight, teeny tiny little metal tube. But you're not, you're in a little metal tube and you can feel your breath like reverberating off the top of it down onto your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
That'll probably be in the next Saw.
Yeah,
it will be the next Saw. You have to be in an MRI machine for 10 minutes.
Yep.
Dude, the nurse was like, you think you can do it? I was like, I think I can. She's like, you just got to be in there for like 10 minutes. I was like, okay, I think I can do it. And I go in, maybe it was 2 minutes. I don't remember what it was, but I go in and immediately I was like, nope, get me out. And she slid me out and she's like, you can do it. I know you can. I was like, I don't think I can.
Yeah,
and
thumbs
she's
up.
Like, you can. She's like, you can. So she slides me back in. I'm like, get me out. And she's like, no, I have other appointments today. I was like, I have to get out right now. She's like, no, you're doing great. Mm-hmm. And she wouldn't let me out of the machine.
Yeah. Could they sedate you for that? Yeah. Or do you need to be awake?
That's what I was wondering.
I think they could probably sedate you, but is that better? I think if I was knocked all the way out, that mm-hmm. would be great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no.
Yeah. What were they looking at?
My shoulder when I heard it on Survivor.
Yeah. So oh, like, wow. I don't know why you need to be awake for that.
Oh man, because
knock me out with a cold hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I almost passed out from fear.
Yeah. The woman who she had the concealed firearm, she did answer no. She did not have any forbidden items, including firearms, before the procedure started. And then ultimately, you gotta be upfront about that stuff. When you bring your gun into the MRI, she's fine. Yeah. She's fine. Very small, superficial. I don't know if the MRI machine is fine.
Yeah. No, superficial.
Insurance doesn't cover that.
So she just got grazed?
Just got grazed. Yeah.
Still though.
How's her hearing after a gun discharged in the MRI machine?
Yeah, that's gotta probably not sound great. She's gonna have to go in for another MRI for years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you guys seen those pictures of the MRI machine that like sucks in a gurney? It happened a couple months ago, and it is a terrifying looking. It's like a black hole that tried to suck in an object that was too big. Mm-hmm. You should really go and look at it if you want to understand the power of the MRI magnets.
MRI sucked in a gurney.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know. Look it up.
What is a gurney?
Isn't the gurney what they wheel you in on when you're a patient?
It's the bed. Maybe.
A medical bed. It sucked the whole thing into the hole.
Yeah.
Do you have it, Rob?
Is this it, Danny?
Oh, yeah. That does look like it.
Look at that.
God. Yeah.
Look at that too.
It's like
we're
trying to eat it.
I'm horrified. This is like my worst nightmare. Like if this was Halloween decorations, I would be puking. Every time I saw it, I can't go in that tube.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There it is. Tried to eat
like
the bed.
Just had a gun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hungry MRI machine.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Rachel in the chat says, I just had an MRI. Turns out they're too expensive to turn off and on. So they're always on.
Yeah. They're always watching. But that's not even... Rachel, what was your fear level while sitting inside the MRI? That's more what we want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson needs to know.
Yeah. By the way, Caleb in the chat says, hey, Rob, Tyson, and Danny, I just want to say thank you for the incredible guidance and joy you bring to us dads out there. Your podcast has been a beacon of wisdom and joy. Keep up the fantastic work.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wisdom.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. When I was in New Orleans, occasionally I'll talk to people and they'll say like, hey, you know what? News AF, best podcast on RHAP. I don't even listen to the other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's kind of sad. The rest of RHAP.
Sorry. Okay. And then
these MRI stories are so good in here.
Yeah.
So Rachel said it was just loud.
Yeah.
Kalkos, 08, I cried during the MRI. I might have actually cried during my MRI the second time when she wouldn't let me out. And I was like so close to just start punching. I was like so close. I was like on the verge. And JC Rerholm says, sometimes they put a mirror in the MRI room so you can look at your own eyeballs.
Well, that's nice.
The roof is so close, dude. It's literally like 3 inches from your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Maybe it makes, oh it, makes it seem like it's I'm bigger so in there if they put a mirror in.
Yeah. It's so tight. It is so tight.
Mm-hmm.
I can't expound to you how horrific having an MRI is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Gosh, Tyson. Now when it's good, I get ordered by the doctor to get one.
Just be like,
pass. I'm fleeing to Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's a head injury, just be like, just guess what my shoulder is. Don't guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then I've got a couple of different surveys. Okay. Would you rather hear a survey about whether it's better to be optimistic or pessimistic in terms of your finances, or a survey about what age should the average American be able to retire at?
Oh, man.
Financial.
Let's do the second one.
Okay. All right. So, all right. They surveyed 2,000 Americans. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What age should you be able to retire at? According to the survey,
60 or 65.
44.
Oh,
that's how old we are.
We're all retired.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
are we Danny's all retired?
45. Rob's 45. I'm mm-hmm. the only 44 year old here.
Yeah. So,
but we're retired. So,
yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So they just asked 2,000 people, well, what age do you think you should be able to retire? I mean, that'd be nice.
But what's this demographic that is it survey people? Because they're like the
2,000 general population Americans.
They are retired.
They're the 23-year-olds in their parents' basement. That's like, what age should an adult? Well, 44 is really old.
Mm-hmm. When will my parents die and I can take over this house through squatter's rights?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right around 45.
Yeah, that's an interesting number. That would be nice for a lot of people because then you have half of your life to live without doing work.
Assuming you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That would be nice. But can you imagine if everyone over 45 was retired?
Oh my God.
You know how busy lunch places would be at 1 in the afternoon or 11 in the morning? I'm already trying to beat that lunch rush by going either before or after the lunch rush. And I remember 20 years ago when I was living a retired lifestyle before people thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I had the whole run of the town. Like I could go to Danny and be like, hey, Danny, you want to go to lunch or do whatever we want, knowing that nobody else is going to be there. Now there are so many people because of like the more flexible jobs and stuff like that. And it's annoying. Like go get your own space, guys who have flexible jobs. Now we were here first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Back when people worked 9 to 5 at the steel mill, exactly. And I could do whatever we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could go to the zoo and be the only ones there. It was awesome.
Yeah. So I don't know where they got this 44 years old to retire.
Man, I don't know either. Gina Taylor says 50. 50 still seems young. There's also those new studies that say that like if you've worked your whole life, do not retire because you'll probably die right after.
Right.
You want to.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah.
You want to keep some work. And my dad has actually, my dad's a work guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like now he threatened to retire like a decade ago, and he still is like still just like doing his thing. And then my mom and dad were like, it's the thing he loves most. So actually, like,
yeah,
even if he eases off and does stuff like that, he should still do some type of work. So,
yeah, you should always be doing something. If you don't have something that can replace your job when you retire, you should keep working.
That's why we got to keep the podcast going.
Yeah. I mean, but we're probably going to have to do 7 to 14 episodes a week once we're all retired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for sure. Keep up with Big Brother.
But yeah, no more video podcasts because I don't want to hear that I look old.
Dude, that's all I get out in public. Are you on Survivor?
Yeah.
I was, yeah. You look old. Yeah, I am old, asshole.
Like, you know how time works?
That was 15 years ago.
Jeez, so rude. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
like, it doesn't happen all
the time.
I don't
want to hear that.
But it's like sometimes, yeah.
I'm not trying to hear that, all right? Yeah. So, and then in terms of your financial planning, you know, actually, not good to be an optimist. Being an optimist makes you make bad financial decisions.
Like, just like, yeah, I get that because mm-hmm. you're just like, eh, I'll make up for it somewhere else. Let's buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistic optimism. That's bad.
Oh, that's bad all the time.
The worst kind.
Mm-hmm. That's what causes 46% of men to think they can land the plane.
Yeah, that's what causes all super fans to think they can get on Survivor and mm-hmm. then actually get on Survivor.
Yeah.
That's how the casinos pay for their own, people. And
extreme optimism.
All the buildings.
That's yeah. true.
Yeah, that's the worst thing out there, extreme optimism.
Yeah, yeah. I
need a little bit more pessimism. No, you can't do that.
Guarded optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you need that optimism to even move forward. You can't be pessimistic about it all, but yeah, it is a balance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole this week?
Oh, I'm so optimistic about my bolt hole.
I am optimistic always about the bolt hole.
We are too.
We've never been disappointed yet, so we have a reason for the optimism. All right, here we go. Danny Bryson, the bolt hole. All right.
Hard to believe that's Tyson's voice.
Why?
Every time
doesn't sound like him.
Why?
No, just don't hear Tyson sing very often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's because you never let me be the lead singer when we were going to take our show international.
Probably the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life was not putting Tyson up front for the tambourine and his moves.
No shirt.
Taking over the world.
That was when I was shredded, dude. You know,
yeah, Taylor Swift would be opening up for us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It could have all been different for us, Danny.
So this story takes place in a country where Tyson and I, we had our friendship solidified. Mm-hmm. And it's the wonderful country of China.
Mm-hmm.
Our friendship hadn't been solidified till a decade and a half later when I visited you in China.
Only through trials can it really be solidified. And China is definitely a trial.
Mm-hmm.
When you're there. So this story is a cautionary tale of posting pictures of your food and a warning to those who might be thinking about doing it when they get a delicious, scrumptious meal set down on their table. This woman took a picture of her meal that accidentally showed the QR code. And as a result, and I also didn't even know this was possible, people began to order a ton of food because I'm guessing the QR code was associated with their table. So quickly, $60,000 worth of food was racked up for her table.
What is this woman, an influencer? How does she have so many followers?
Yeah, it's China. There's lots of people to go around. But the most interesting thing about this are the things that people ordered for her through the QR code.
Was the food just coming all out to her table?
No, they caught it, obviously, before it was $60,000 worth of food. Obviously, the manager is going to go out and take a look at the table before he starts cooking up 2,580 orders of squid. But
squid,
I didn't even know this was something, but it doesn't surprise me at all that this is an order you can make in China. But the people who are using the QR code ordered 1,850 orders of duck blood.
Duck blood.
Delicious.
That is a lot of duck blood. which I guess is a popular delicacy in the region. 1,800 orders of duck blood. Mm-hmm. I am really curious as to what an order of duck blood looks like. Is that just a bowl?
Oh, I get it now. I get how this, it's like those QR codes, like when you go to an airport restaurant mm-hmm. and you click it and it associates not only yes. the QR code menu, but it also associates with that specific table. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So, and they also ordered 10,000 portions of shrimp paste. This meal, this illegal meal that's been ordered is the exact opposite of everything I would want to eat. Squid, mm-hmm. duck blood, and shrimp paste. I mean.
Well, but the thing is too, though, is that the manager comes out and is like, hey, ma'am, we can't actually fulfill all 10,000 orders of duck paste right now. Can we get you anything blood. Else? You're like, I get all of it for free. Like that should be her argument. You can't fulfill it. Well, then how come I was allowed to order?
I can't eat it all here. Can you box it up for me?
I see where you're going. Let's get Hint of Lime a guy involved.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, you only had 100 gallons of duck blood when this woman ordered 200. That is like a misrepresentation of what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But this just, you know, be careful when you're out there taking that food porn pic and just make sure the QR code is not on the screen, because I guess that people can just order tons of delicious food to your table.
When Rachel changed her last name to Apostle when we got married, she posted a picture of her social security card, her new one with her new last name on it.
Oh no.
And I got a DM almost immediately from a fan friend, and it was like, hey, Rachel just posted a picture of her social security card, you might want to
right.
And I was like, Rachel, take that down. She's like, oh, what?
And it was too late.
No, it was good. I think only a few people had seen it.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge,
taken out a loan.
I don't even know if I'm married to the same Rachel that I am, because somebody stole her identity.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
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 It's a fair question. Yeah. Okay. Be careful out there, everybody. All right. Dan, anything else?
No, like I said, just mentally preparing for the battle that is Christmas. 12 Days of Christmas, by the way, starts, I think, today.
Oh, my God.
If you're going to buy stuff from Tyson's site, mm-hmm. you want to string it out for 12 days, you need to get started on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I just took my Be Real.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. But that's still going? Be Real?
Not really, but mm-hmm. once in a while. This is the first time. I don't do it very often, but some people do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever see anything good?
Yeah. No, I don't even look at any of it.
Yeah. You ever see anybody decorating a Christmas tree in just a t-shirt and socks?
Oh, man, I wish. It's mostly just like Instagram, because people are like, oh, look at that cool thing they just happened to be doing 3 hours after they were supposed to post.
But at least it says 3 hours after.
Yeah. It's catching people in their lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Danny, what's coming up for you?
I'm plugging away. I got some gear reviews coming up on one of my YouTube channels, which I only enjoy reviews now if I make ridiculous things involved. Like, graphics, songs. I'm tired of serious reviews.
You make original songs in your reviews?
I just wrote a great song about Kristoff. You'll have to watch the review if you want to see it.
About Kristoff?
Yeah, it's a jaunty piece.
Does it talk about the pompousness of going by Kristoff instead of Chris or Christopher as an American?
No, you'll have to watch, Tyson. So yeah, I've got some reviews coming out.
Okay.
And then I got to buy stuff for my Secret Santa. I haven't done that yet. Okay. I'm getting down to the wire.
And oh yeah. Who has you?
I don't know who has me. We don't know. It's secret. So the person I have, I'm trying to figure out what to buy them.
Mm-hmm. But I thought is it your turn to have your parent? Is it your turn that you're your parents?
You don't know. It's a secret drawing, Tyson.
Wow.
Nobody knows who has who.
But I thought your parents went on rotation, because your parents always get the best gifts for the person. It's like everybody's here's a Little Caesars coupon for two pizzas, pizza, like it used to be. Your parents are like, here's a Rolls Royce. And you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, Crystal Chalice. I can't have my parents because I had them recently, so I'm out of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's not me.
That's what I'm
saying. But we don't know who has them. You're just, names are taken out, but there's still, I mean, there's 11 kids. So
there's still some. Okay.
Oh yeah. So yeah. That's they don't work down a list.
Yeah. And you're not like, that's not fair.
Yeah. That's just what a 45-year-old should say. I only just learned that like a couple of years ago. Like you shouldn't say that's not fair.
Okay.
I'm trying to be mature.
Good. Well, you're a better man than I.
I'm growing.
Yeah. You okay. really are. It's
what about you, Tyson?
I have a Survivor podcast tomorrow. Jesse Lopez is joining us.
Yeah.
So, and then going to California this weekend just for a quick trip. And that's it. Getting ready for the snow. We got to like kind of collect some snow gear because we're going to go stay up at Wolf Creek Ranch, which is at like 9,000 feet when we get to Utah. So there will be some snow.
Yeah.
Rob?
Yeah, just we've got the reindeer games going on here. Yeah. So we'll be continuing our coverage here tonight. We're actually going to have some Squid Game coverage. Talked about all three drops today. We're going to have an interview with the mother and son, Leanne and Trey, here on RHAP. So we'll check in with that. And then, of course, back to Survivor tomorrow night as we are gearing up, 8 days away from the Survivor finale, Tyson? Can you believe it?
Yeah. I mean, usually it would be this week. It's crazy that it's running so close.
They're pushing it. Look, they got 90-minute episodes. We'll go until basically Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never stops. All right.
Never stops.
We've got a very busy week here again. And then we'll be back with you next Tuesday for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.